Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A charity to honor Philando Castile says it has paid off the school lunch debt for hundreds of kids in Minnesota. Castile was killed by a police officer during a traffic stop in 2016. Today, students at St. Paul Public Schools, where Castile worked, remember him as Mr. Phil, the lunch supervisor who helped pay for their school lunches out of his own pocket when they couldn't afford to. Pam Fergus teaches psychology at Metropolitan State University in St. Paul. She launched a button campaign to remember Castile, but after meeting his mother, took up the lunch money cause. She started the charity Philando Feeds the Children. Pam, welcome to Here and Now. And $150,000 you raised, were you expecting that much?
Never. When we first started this fund, and thank you, I'm happy to be here. When we first started this fund, I presented this as a little project to my diversity and ethics class, and we were going to try to raise $5,000 to pay off just the lunch debt at the school where Philando Castile was the lunchroom supervisor. And I thought, $5,000 in 4 months, you know, how can we possibly do this? And at the end of that 4 months, we had $104,000, and we had a lot of schools letting us know that they would like some help. So, yeah, total just amazement. It was.
Let's be clear about your relationship here. You did not know Philando Castile. You did not know his family. You were a teacher at Metropolitan State University.
Right. I didn't. When he was killed, I was shocked. You know, most people know that his girlfriend in the car live streamed that via her phone to Facebook, and I couldn't stand to, you know, watch him die. And then was angry, but was really convinced. I'd convinced myself that a year later, when it went to court and that police officer was charged with murder, I thought, you know, here's the one case where justice can happen, because there's a dash cam video. You can see him being very calm and very still and not reaching for anything. And then you see the utter panic of that police officer. And I thought, here's the thing. This is going to turn the tide in this country, you know, finally. And then he was acquitted. My life was changed that day. This was a guy who worked in education. And I felt some
like
kind
you.
Of connection.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah, like me. Yeah.
And you stood up. You stood up and you did something. I want to know what you learned about Philando Castile, the man in this project, who you only really got to know, I imagine, after his death.
Exactly. You know, I think I really got to know him because his mother loves to talk about him. I mean, when I called her on the Sunday where I thought of this fundraising for food debt, we were on the phone for probably 3 or 4 hours, and she was just telling me stories. She sent me photos of him as a little boy. You know, it was obvious that he was just a regular guy, you know, he was just like anybody else.
A regular guy who would occasionally dip into his own pockets to help children pay for school lunch. Now, let's talk
right.
about what your charity is doing. It's wiping out the debt for kids who cannot pay for lunch at school, which in and of itself is something worth talking about. What can you tell us about that?
Well, when I found out from Valerie that Philando hated when kids didn't have the money and they'd be given a different lunch from everybody else, and how embarrassing that was, and that he could just imagine himself stuck in that same place, and he couldn't do it. So, you know, his pocket, $3, $3, you know, every time a kid couldn't pay, I just thought, well, that's a nice way to honor him is by continuing to pull $3 out of a pocket somewhere, you know, to help pay for school lunch.
How does it get to be, though, that a kid can't pay for school? There are government programs, lunch subsidy programs, that will
right.
pay for a kid's lunch if he can't afford it.
Exactly. And the paperwork that parents have to do to find out whether they qualify is very off-putting. It's, you know, it looks like government forms, and that can be scary for some parents who maybe are new to this country or something. And the naysayers who find their way back to me and basically say, you know, these parents, they have to find a way to pay. We're just enabling them or whatever. And we just think, you know, it comes down to, does that kid have a meal in front of them at the lunch table? Mm. And it doesn't matter why a parent can't pay. You know, maybe it is just the paperwork is so hard, but maybe I think for the majority of them, they simply don't make enough money.
And the debt, though, belongs to the school. So your money that you're raising is going to the school.
Right. And it will pay off the food and the food vendors. Otherwise, they get paid somehow. You know, it might come out of the arts or the music budget or, you know, somewhere. So, you know, it's the connection between providing a good education and paying for lunch.
That's Pam Fergus, who started the charity Philando Feeds the Children. Pam, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, my absolute pleasure.